a marvelous one. Here on NTNRadio.com and all those are great places to get podcasts. Well, those places suck, actually. We're the only great place to get anything. We're the greatest. I'm the greatest. Converse, Kong, and Godzilla versus other bad people be the greatest. I'm going to say, Fernando and I doubled up on the hate. You're out, Warren. You pulled the wrong piece of paper.
I might have edged because of the movie on mine.
Oh, Ant-Man. That is serious.
I may have edged now.
I got Ghostbusters Fraz. I'm not sure what that is, yeah. But it does say
having not seen it, I just don't think it equivocates to Ant-Man Wasp.
Yeah, Paul Rudd in a bad role.
Yeah. If you're going to H8 them, I think hate would go more to Ant-Man.
Eternals is the only.
I'm going to say this, and I don't even mean to be hateful to Ghostbusters, but I kind of like Paul Rudd better as Ant-Man than I do as a Ghostbuster.
Yeah, I mean, he's just sort of. I haven't seen the second one. But the first one, he was just sort of there and he was competent.
No, he's got a major role in this one.
Yeah. I mean, he was good in the first Ghostbuster sequel. But in Ant-Man, he held his own as leading man.
Yeah. And that's what I'm saying. I think I like him better as Ant-Man.
If you got better writing.
Yeah.
That was a terrible movie. That was a terrible written movie.
Terrible.
Which one?
Terrible.
Let's get in. We got a lot to talk about, so let's get into Halo.
Let's get on it.
Get
Halo season finale
already.
Eight, nine episodes.
That's it. Feels fast.
I thought the season ended on a strong note.
Oh,
yeah, I can't strong disagree note. With that.
He can try,
but he won't because he knows I'm right.
Oh, you're gonna let that slide?
No, I'm not gonna tolerate that. I'm gonna mute him. He's been saying dumb stuff. No worries.
That's what he said.
I will take the trash talk during this, and I'm just gonna throw the old right hook of justice during the Ghostbusters.
This is the right. This is the first time you're using power for good.
On Halo, they wrapped up some things that I thought pretty nicely. They got Cortana and the Chief back together. They got rid of the evil Admiral lady. She's now part of the Flood, which is actually from the game, which I was surprised.
Yeah, so they were talking about the Flood. I was expecting water because, Noah, Gilgamesh,
different kind
Atlantis.
Of flood.
But they meant flood zombies.
Of evil. Aquaman.
Yeah, flood of Aquaman. Evil zombies.
Aquaman does whatever water can.
I was surprised that they redeemed Ackerson, the Admiral's protege guy she ended up putting him in jail. I was surprised they redeemed him at all, but they did. And, but they killed off a bunch of big characters, surprised me.
Yeah, I kind of like that. It's like it's going to be a fresh start. I don't understand the pirate guy's arc yet.
Yeah, I respect it, but I'm surprised by it. They killed off Kai. She's just floating dead in space.
So there's only one Spartan left.
From that team, yes.
Yeah. And then there's the pirate guy who's a former Spartan.
Yeah, but he lost his wife. Again, a character I didn't think they're going to kill off, but she's part of the Flood.
I would have killed her off two episodes ago just for being her. Sorry. Well,
I can't disagree with that, but I'm surprised he did.
And the weird little line between her eyebrows was, I'd have killed her off when she stopped wearing the makeup that filled that in. I'd have been like, nope, you got to go.
And took the wig off.
Yeah, she took that wig off, and I was like, yep, next.
You two are petty. Just petty. Superficial sexist. That's what you two are. I'm nothing like you.
I'm kind of looking forward to next season, if I remember correctly.
So they got to the Halos.
Yes.
And Master Chief and the little blonde chick with the bug stuff in her.
McKay.
Are there kind of all alone in their little...
They killed off the Arbitrator in a great fight scene. I thought that fight scene was well done.
Yeah, yeah. That I would say that was a good fight scene, a good one-on-one battle between him and
Arbiter.
What's that guy called?
The
Whatever
Arbiter.
He was, though. What do they call the bad guys in there?
He's part of the Covenant.
Covenant. Thank you. I'm sorry.
But his character name was the Arbiter.
Yeah, I couldn't remember what that Covenant was called. And they went to the little. I thought the halo was going to be like, I don't like the images I thought she had was going to be a. What's that? I thought it was going to be like a planet, but it ended up being like one of those rings, like in that Matt Damon movie.
Elysium?
Huh?
Or something. Elysium or something like
Elysium.
That?
Elysium. Yeah, that's it. I was going to call it Eurythium, but I knew that wasn't right. Yeah, Elysium. Right? So they went to like Elysium.
Adamantium.
They're kind of hanging out there, but it's also like a little bit of like what the blue people. Avatar, right? Because they're like, you can feel everything connected. But I didn't hate it. I just, like, there were times during the episode I was like, man, Cortana's not bad looking. But then I was like, the blonde is kind of freaky. McKay. So, kind of where I'm at on that.
Well, she wants to kill. She still wants to kill everybody. That's my impression when she.
That doesn't make her a bad person.
in the world of Phil.
Well, yeah, in his world, Thanos was a good guy. So
Thanos was right on a lot. Thanos was right on a lot.
I am kind of looking forward to seeing next season and how they run this because if I remember the game properly, the Covenant and the humans have to come together to fight the Flood.
And the Flood's like zombies.
Yeah.
Like the zombies with the Mandalorian zombies, where it's like a viral infection that
kind of like Resident Evil zombies.
Yeah, maybe Resident Evil zombies. So here's what I'm saying is at the beginning of season two of Halo, I was watching just because we were talking about it on the show. But now I feel like I want to see what happens in season three. So I think that was a win for that show.
In
my opinion. And I feel like I'm more like the average person on that because
you don't know the game.
Because I don't play the game.
And I'm not disappointed that they went away from the game because they did such a good job with everything. I'm not disappointed that they went away from the game somewhat. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to season three.
Yeah. All right. So here we go. Do we want to do Resident Alien next or do we want to do Ghostbusters?
Let's go Ghostbusters because I don't think it's not going to take very long.
But Fernando hasn't seen it yet, which I will. I submit to the rules. I'm going to remind him. Well, yes, I submit to the rule. I'm just asking
the new listeners.
I'm just do we have old listeners? Do we have any?
We got new ones there. They come in new every week and never come back.
Your half hour listening to us.
They'll listen one time, and next week we'll have all new listeners.
One and done.
The rules.
Ones and duns. Okay.
One
the rules are, if you miss it, you miss it. And then we'll talk about it. We're not going to hold it back. But we can put in requests. And if there are, you know, it is a Resident Alien season. If there's enough to talk about, we can be friendly and pass it over. But
we should do Resident Alien first.
Well, next week we got Resident Alien and Kong Godzilla.
Wait, don't break my heart. Is this the pendulum knit?
I don't think so.
It's running close.
We are getting close. Well, we're only on episode 6 of Resident Alien.
I fear nothing.
9 to 10. Yeah.
So if we don't talk Ghostbusters, I don't think we'll ever get to it. So just 5 minutes is all we're going to need. It was enjoyable. It was nothing special. It wasn't as good as the last one. It was enjoyable. I liked it. I had fun watching it. I'm glad I went to a cheap theater to see it. Inexpensive tickets.
I thought you were calling the theater. We went to see it and it's cheap. I was like,
I love that theater.
I love the theater. That's why I was like, I mean, yeah, we went and it wasn't expensive. And that's not a knock on the theater. That was just more knock on.
Yeah, it was worth the $10 for the ticket. That's about all I can say.
Yeah,
I enjoyed it, but, it's not the movie of the year like the last one was.
The last one wasn't, but
Two out of three disagree.
Two out of three are wrong. I mean, facts are facts.
But yeah, I like that. What do you now? Did you dislike it, or did you just like me? You liked it, but it wasn't
it
all
had
that.
Its moments, right?
Oh yeah, we both
but
laughed.
There were parts where I felt, and I didn't say this about the last one. I thought the last one had just enough homage to it that I thought it was good, and I feel like they went into the well too many times this time.
Yeah, well, at the end, they emptied the well.
But
at the end.
No, but like even before that, right? They had Slimer, and then they had the librarian, and then I don't know. I just feel like I can't think of her name, the secretary.
Oh, I don't know the character's name at all. I forgot.
The one that goes, "Hello, Ghostbusters."
Yep.
I want to say Jeanette or Janine or something.
Yeah, Janine, I think so.
Right? Like, I felt like they kind of went a little far. There's a big plot hole that now all of a sudden Winston's like a billionaire philanthropist, whatever. Like, I don't know. There's just some plot holes that I felt should have been answered. I don't know. Maybe not, or just there was no need for them. And then I'm gonna say this. I don't like the mom. I'm not a big fan of the granddaughter, Egon's granddaughter. I think she came off as very whiny.
Yes, I don't think they wrote that character very well. She was a lot better well. She was a lot better in the last one.
And Paul Rudd's not Bill Murray, and that hurt.
Yeah, especially when you bring Bill Murray on. If Bill Murray wasn't there, you would have never saw that comparison.
Yeah, but no, you would have because it was okay. The original Ghostbusters was a horror movie that happened to be funny.
Yes,
the second one pandered towards kids, right? With the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man, still had its little bit of scariness. Still, the characters were believable. The all woman Ghostbusters thing with Melissa McCarthy was terrible, and we will never talk about that again. The last one was the horror movie that had some funny moments, and I thought that was good. This one, it was like what they did with the Stay Puft with the singing. No, it wasn't Stay Puft Marshmallow. It was the singing, and all New York got together to sing and
the
be cheery,
against
which
the statue
never happens.
Yeah,
right.
To
like that's,
end.
And yeah, this one leaned towards that too much.
It's the curse of the seconds.
Yeah, something like that. It just, to me, it just wasn't.
But I enjoyed it, but it was not
I'm not
something
saying I felt like I wasted my time. I'm just saying I was not like, yeah, I didn't walk out of there going Ghostbusters.
I didn't come out saying, yay, Ghostbusters, but I didn't come out going, that's a piece of crap, too.
Yeah, it definitely was better than the Eternals.
It's way better than the Eternals. Yeah.
And I feel
and
like
Ant-Man.
That about sums it up. I'm not saying people
I think we're done.
Yeah.
If you want to spend the money, go ahead. You'll enjoy it. If you want to wait till it comes out on Netflix or somebody else, enjoy it. But, yeah, if you don't, you're not going to miss anything. Come on, Fernando. Here, Fernando. Here, boy. Here, boy. Fernando. Here, boy. Here, boy. Oh. Come on, boy. Hey, Fernando. You're good.
Even
guy.
Talking about it, boy.
You're a good guy.
No, I muted you guys. I had two epiphanies. One, I muted you guys, and so I didn't hear you all at all. And it's really one epiphany, all wrapped up in one. I wish this was real life. I could just press a button.
Yeah.
It was awesome. I was trying to read your body language, and that was yucky.
So here's what I'm going to say. The other morning, I get a phone call at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Ew.
Right? Normally, I want to strangle whoever that person is.
Pretty much.
But it was a friend who was like, I had to call you before you went to work. I was like, yeah. He's like, this is somebody who has been telling to watch Resident Alien for like 2 years.
Oh, I already see this.
And he
coming.
Called me and he's like, I watched on Netflix the first two episodes of Resident Alien.
I want to take the day off and stay off.
Time out. Time out. It's on Netflix now, or has been?
That's Netflix season 1 and 2 of Resident Alien are on Netflix.
That's just reason enough to maybe sign back. I don't know.
Yeah, I know. And I was like, you're so lucky because I was going to come to your house and murder you. But then he was like, he went ka-kong. I was like,
he knows. He's an insider.
Bumping. I'm like, 6 o'clock in the morning. That's
was he crying and laughing and laughing and crying again, back and forth?
And he's like, and he had the guy's brain in his hand when his wife walked in. I was like, classic.
Yeah, he knows.
Classic Harry. But then I got sad because I remember you don't really see the Asian nurse in the first 2 episodes. She's like 3 or 4
episodes. Seasons or episodes?
Episodes.
Of what?
She's in season 1. She's a few episodes in. Yeah. Harry starts working there.
I don't remember her much this season.
She told the cop she committed 6 crimes that morning.
Good memory. This season just been so LOL, like for reals, that she's getting kind of forgotten even with her with her money moments.
Let's catch ourselves up to current date. Good episode
was titled Bye Bye Birdie, because Birdie is the party.
We saw it till we called it. We called that easy.
Yeah.
Gross. But
replaced by an emu.
See, this one they were kind of playing it more straight and more on the storyline and the back and forth squabbles. And it's like, oh, no funny. But then when Asta and Redhead got at it in his place, and all of a sudden in the background, thank you. Oh, I freaking lost it. I freaking lost it. Harry was right about you. Thank you. Oh,
oh my God.
Cracked it open for me.
I love, she's like, I'm going to go out and I'm going to go get cigarettes. And he's like, I love that she's trying new things.
Yeah. That's a nice little singer.
Just a nice little touch. But I think this was like
so original. So original. The cleaning the crud out of his gills. They could have done some swab or his, you know, the old school, you know, there are a lot of tropes that they could have used. And let me throw in the other one where he's like, let me check to see how my son is doing. All right, it hangs up. Oh, the Grays got him. Usually that would be like a whole discovery Scooby-Doo over episode, or I was like, no, he knew right away. They just kind of, I love that. That's great story writings.
Yeah. And like, you had a lot of like heartache in this episode. Like you had the Officer Liv, Deputy Liv with her grandma.
That was hilarious.
How original was that, where they've never done it before? And I can't really think of any other shows totally never done it before. And the bleep, 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 bleep. That's original.
I was loving it.
That was awesome. And and it was everything it was supposed to be. And Big Black was exact, the great psychic. Maybe amp it up a little more. It's like, maybe pull back.
pull back.
That was awesome. Awesome.
Yeah, it was a great scene.
And at the end, she had a heart attack. Perfect. That was perfect. Now she's supposed to feel vindicated, or is she going to feel guilty? And then they walk out. Yeah, I got the recipes. We're never here or whatever.
Right. Like, that I was like, so awesome. Feel terrible. And she's like, I got the cover. I got the
recipes. Not at all.
Oh.
They had that. That was, solid. Again, so well done.
Just don't worry about it. Maybe in a pre-existing condition. She may have had a heart attack before he showed up.
Thank you. That may have been the best, my opinion, the best scene in this episode. Just because, again, it was just done
that was
so
very
right.
Good, but
it was really good. Which one?
Also enjoyed the one between Heather and Joseph, where she's giving him the DNA, and he says, "You know, are you really going after my sister's kid? You mean your niece?"
I got to give it to the other one.
I like the way it is. How are we losing to you people?
Yeah, that was actually pretty good. I loved her sending messenger pigeons with the notes about the breakups.
Again, original. Never saw that coming. And it be nice if it was just like a nice subtle tone, but they kept going back and back till she finally came in. He's getting tired. And good what? Good day, good this, and the pigeon goes, bye.
Goodbye.
this is gonna make this is going to make Carrey a man. Like, he's going to know the pain of humanness on this one, because it wasn't just, again, that she broke up, but she betrayed him on top of that. There's no going back from that. Just saying.
Yeah.
And we all saw it coming, but they did a good job.
This show constantly pulls you, like, funny, real funny. And then it's like bathrobe with this like fluffy thing when the
she brought him in, freaking Sarah Connor brought him an emu. We don't, how do you
here, what this gets you through or whatever, like where are my friends it, like that
it would have been thinking, it would have been so much better if his name was Limu from the commercials. Limu emu,
or it, this, is, copyrights. This is here, I brought this for you and Doug. Oh, I didn't.
Liberty, liberty. Oh, it's a difference.
Liberty, bibbity.
Yeah, because like I want to get concerned in the storyline, the bomb, and this, and she's coming. You got to tell them, and you need strategically and tactics. You need to get this done now. But then I don't care. I surrender. It is just, it's so well done. So yeah. Well done.
It's just such a good show.
And again, so we're not in the pendulum optimum. Where is it? Penultimate? Two more left.
I think
the next one, pendulum optimum.
Three. I don't know for sure.
Oh man! Because then, what's the point in life after the last one again?
I don't know. We'll have to wait for the cliffhanger, which is probably going to be his son holding a gun at him. The little baby.
I have a feeling they're going to go through hardship and reconcile.
I think this week coming up is the penultimate.
All right. Because the Greys can't. I mean, the Greys are almost a little too corny to not be able to beat easily. They felt really like metal at first-ish. I don't know. I can't remember. But now it seems like because the Joe is kind of almost slapsticky when he did the nieces thing. I don't know.
They
don't seem as dangerous. I enjoyed it. They just don't feel as dangerous. I hope they don't lose that, because if you remember, like in season one, there was that edge of like, not evil, but danger, because Harry was just killing people. What's the big deal? You know, didn't know any.
It was like, but also, norms. It sounded dangerous when you had Sulu, George Takei, voicing the Greys.
Yeah, because it sounded he meant business.
Yeah.
But then when I forgot how he got rid of Joe, he just did like a black male thing. He's like, okay, you win. It was just so, you know, slap your hands together. Okay, we're done.
Well,
it wasn't think, like.
So. Okay, so I took that as like part of the shtick. Like, I noticed like all the aliens think they're superior to everybody, but then definitely they Earthlings. All are dumbasses at times, right?
They all
like,
think you're
Harry
better than
is
each
really
other.
Smart, but he gets lured into when Max is arguing with him like a 5-year-old.
That's awesome.
The bird seemed really smart, but then she got lured into stuff. The Greys, I think they're smart and they get lured into stuff. And the humans, they all look down. But if you notice, the humans are less likely to get lured into that stuff where they're like, they're exposed.
What?
Like they use their intelligence to show their powers. And I think the whole show is about Harry realizing the human strength is in their bond.
Humanity.
In humanity.
Yeah. That will be that's where it'll end up coming from, maybe towards the end of this season or next season, one or the other.
Well, that's one of the things I really hate about the show, is sometimes Phil is right in like a deep philosophical sense. Well, they got to break up a little bit. Because I was complaining like Harry and Max and Harry and Asta was kind of drifting apart, where, you know, episode 8, season 2, season 1, they like created this very intimate once in a lifetime bond, and then here we are season 3, it's almost there's like a distance, that's kind of it feels like that's kind of the evolution of like relationships, and damn it if it's not looking like that. And I hate that one, that he's right. And
that's
two,
the worst
like, wow,
part.
That is right. The worst part. But then it breaks. I get like Super Mario Bros. It breaks them heart though when I see them not. When they're not together. Why they don't love each other?
What's that about? So yeah,
forget about it. That's New York Italian. But yeah, so I mean, we're up there against the wallish now. Any predictions on? I don't know even how this is. It's not as bad as say Doom Patrol or. The what we do in the shadows, but you know, the absurdity of what may happen next.
I don't know.
It's hard. It's
hard. Yeah, they're so good at spinning things.
Watch the what's coming up in the futures at the end of the episodes because I don't want to know.
I don't even want to know the stuff they do in the beforehand. Like, you know, and because it's not even what happened last episode. They'll go like 2-4 episodes deep to give you a nod of what's coming up. I don't want to know what's coming up. I enjoy the surprise. Don't tell me like, oh, look, this character is back because of this one comment. I'll make a comment. So now this comment is going to be the storyline. Yes, absolutely.
So I've been avoiding all that. So that's kind of where.
And all that stuff. You know, I'm as superficial as the next guy, but I'm a little longer in the tooth. You know, there's a couple of shots. You know, Asa's getting a little thicker, and I don't mind a little bit. And I'm thinking, Phil, that's just driving you nuts, most likely.
Yeah. I'm gonna tell you what though. I'm not gonna lie.
I'll still stick with Kate
after last week. Kate is just.
You guys made your choice. I'm gonna take Kate.
No, I made my choice. You can look at the archives. It was Asta and then followed by Mary's wife. Mary's wife got me like season one.
And easily. Warren, he's all in on Judy Pooper.
Oh, you can have Judy Pooper. You can have
no,
Judy.
No, thank you.
I don't know. Like, I feel like that might be a fun time. Big Black enjoyed it.
Well, he didn't. He felt he regretted it. But
he left. He did not gnaw his arm off.
See, look.
He did not gnaw his arm off.
See, but do you notice how Warren comes to her defense like a knight in shining armor?
That's my dude. I came to the sheriff's defense. I said he did not gnaw his arm off. You guys made your choices. I made mine. I win.
My choice was long ago, my friend. All I know is, you know, when she says, "When is it my turn?" Warren, that's your door. It's swinging wide open for
you. Like, how good is a show that it made us feel bad for Judy Pooper?
I'm a fan of hers, though, because that could be such a cardboard, stereotypical character.
Her in the heated
hot tub, that was her moment. That was her moment.
I don't know. I think her moment was she's walking around with the foot on the stick with the murder tool.
The hot tub for me was... Hot tub where she's like, when she said lady pocket, I'm done. I'm just forget about it. I'm done.
I'll tell you what, I forgot until my friend called me up because I was like I skimmed through the episodes to make sure I didn't say anything before that because that's 3 seasons ago now, right? And I looked and I totally forgot it was Judy Pooper, his first doctor's appointment, that he took a snapshot of her hoo-ha. She's like, did you just take a snapshot of my hoo-ha? He was like, selfie first day, and then she posed with her fingers up like for the selfie. Totally forgot that was Judy Pooper. And I was like, that is awesome.
Well, I mean, we're still being introduced to the characters back then, so
yeah, but still it was like, oh my god, one of my favorite shots.
I'm getting a little worried that everybody's getting a little too familiar. That's, you know, the shows go on, like everybody kind of knows. There isn't that like, oh, they're friends or they're getting together for a drink. Like Big Black, and I'm willing to accept it, don't get me wrong, but when Big Black and the dad are doing the ice fishing, it's like, I didn't know you guys were close enough to do, you know, like a buddy thing like that. But okay, yeah. I'm not.
I don't know. Yeah, that was a little bit of a surprise. But what won't be a surprise is for next week, get to watch the movie of the year, Godzilla Kong, a new Empire.
It's out this weekend.
I'm curious to see what they're gonna do with the bionic hand, the Michael Jackson glove.
Jesus, are you actually gonna go see it? Godzilla throws him a beat. That's what happens on Easter in the real.
Shout out to Look Cinema in Reston Town Center, Virginia. I now have 2 VIP passes there too to watch any movie I want.
Nice. You can send it to Warren and you can pay for your own.
We have mail in front of
us. We'll be back next week.